Good morning. We all just recited together a moment ago, "In you, my God, I place my trust." Can you think for a moment, when did you really place your trust in the Lord? Can you remember a time, maybe the first time you could say, "That was when I placed my trust in God"? See, in our first reading today, Jacob, who's being asked by the Lord, almost as a missionary, to be moving around these different lands following the promise of the Lord, is laying his head on a rock, sleeping, and we have this dramatic dream that he has in which a staircase is coming down from heaven. And in this dream, of course, this signifies, because heaven is on his mind, because God is on his mind, how easy he's able to access the will of God and how God is able to access him. That's why at the end of the reading, the very stone that he had his head laying on is now consecrated and blessed. The physical place, this is where and when I trusted in God. And that's why that stone becomes consecrated. For the official in the gospel today, through a dramatic moment, his daughter is dying. What did he do? He went to God. "In you, my God, I place my trust." The hemorrhaging woman reaches up and touches the tassel of Jesus, and she's cured. My friends, faith in God is meant to be physical, to see, to taste, to touch, and to hear. And so when we exclaim that psalm together, "In you, my God, I place my trust," how, where, when do you see and touch this experience? That is the mission of the church, to make present, to make physical, the fact that you and I as Catholics can taste God in the Eucharist. The fact that we can hear with our own ears the word of God that comes to us from the scriptures. The church herself is a sacrament she makes visible. So my friends, as we start this new week, we pray for ourselves that we can place our trust in the Lord, that what we say and what we do can bring about the presence of God in the lives of people to whom we will meet this week, and so often just the people around us. Let us pray for an increase of faith, hope, and love. Let us pray.